Trump says he'll sign order to end push for paper straws. President Donald Trump said on February 7 that he would sign an executive order ending the federal government's push to transition away from single-use plastic straws. The order would target past actions from the previous administration that directed federal agencies to transition away from using plastic for single-use products such as straws, cups, cutlery, and disposable bags. "I will be signing an executive order next week ending the ridiculous Biden push for paper straws, which don't work," Trump wrote in a post on his social media platform Truth Social. Back to plastic. President Joe Biden signed an executive order in 2021 calling on federal agencies to reduce waste and support the use of recycled products. In 2022, Secretary of the Interior Deb Haaland issued a directive about a department-wide approach to reducing plastic pollution. That effort aimed to reduce the procurement, sale and distribution of single-use plastic products and packaging with a goal of phasing out single-use plastic products on department-managed lands by 2032, according to the U.S. Department of the Interior. The order defines single-use plastic products as including plastic and polystyrene food and beverage containers, bottles, straws, cups, cutlery and disposable plastic bags that are designed for or intended to be used once and discarded. Haaland wrote that the Interior Department had an obligation to play a leading role in reducing the impact of plastic waste on our ecosystems and our climate. "Much of that plastic waste ends up in the ocean," the agency noted. Biden took a step forward with this policy in 2024, releasing a directive called Mobilizing Federal Action on Plastic Pollution, Progress, Principles, and Priorities. That action targeted plastic pollution in a broader effort to reduce environmental pollution, particularly within oceans, waterways, rivers, and lakes. It described efforts from both the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration and the United States Fish and Wildlife Service in transitioning away from plastic to paper straws, paper-based to-go containers, and biodegradable cutlery. In 2023, the GOP-led House of Representatives advanced a measure to block the federal government from banning the sale of plastic straws on public lands and in national parks. Trump commented on the topic of banning plastic straws in 2019. "I do think we have bigger problems than plastic straws," he told reporters on the White House South Lawn in July 2019. "You know, it's interesting about plastic straws, so, you have a little straw, but what about the plates, the wrappers, and everything else that are much bigger and they're made of the same material?" Jim Leap, co-director of Stanford Center for Ocean Solutions, said in a 2018 report titled, "Do Plastic Straws Really Make a Difference?" that plastic straws are only a tiny fraction of the problem, less than 1%. "The risk is that banning straws may confer moral license, allowing companies and their customers to feel they have done their part.